Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Almost half the world's bird species are in decline, and 1 in 8 species are threatened with extinction. That's according to a report by the State of the World's Birds. It was recently published by BirdLife International. The findings are especially concerning because birds tell us so much about the state of the environment and the health of the planet. Stuart Bouchart is chief scientist at BirdLife International, and he co-authored the report. He's in Cambridge, England. Welcome, Stuart.
Thank you. Nice to speak to you.
We know that climate change is causing a lot of problems for birds, but tell us what the actual pressures are. How does it affect them?
So climate change is a threat that's becoming increasingly important. It affects birds in a number of different ways, both directly. So, for example, extreme heat in some particularly arid countries is literally causing the death of birds because they can't tolerate the heat. But more widespread is the issue of shifts in the suitable climatic conditions that birds require, which is leading to changes in their food availability and the habitats that they depend upon. So many species are shifting their distributions towards higher latitudes or towards higher elevations. And then for species that occur on low-lying islands, sea level rise is a particular problem.
And beyond that, there are many threats, as you say, to birds that are leading to their decline. What are the others?
The most important threat to the largest proportion of threatened bird species is agricultural expansion and intensification. So, for example, in Europe, conversion of pastures to cropland and increased mechanization and use of agrochemicals has driven declines of 57% in farmland bird populations just since 1980. In North America, the US and Canada, 3/4 of farmland associated species have declined since 1966. I mean, worldwide since 1960, pesticide use has doubled, fertilizer use has tripled, cattle density has increased by 20%, and these are having negative environmental consequences that are driving bird population declines.
We know there are also issues about logging, about invasive species as well. And you point a finger at cats in particular. What is the issue there?
Well, cats have been introduced by people all over the world. So in the US, cats are estimated to kill nearly 4 billion individual birds each year. So when they are allowed to roam freely, they can kill and capture wild birds, which can have significant impacts on their populations in some cases.
So it sounds like you're talking about pets, not just feral cats. Is it happening really in such great numbers that it's putting certain species of birds at risk?
Yes, it's difficult to know exactly the relative importance of cats as a threat alongside the many other threats that impact birds, flying into buildings, colliding in windows, for example, alongside the other threats like loss of habitat. But invasive species like cats are certainly an issue.
Your report says birds are excellent ecological indicators. They take the pulse of the planet. So what do they tell us right now about what we need to work on and what successes have happened? Because you say there are some.
Yes, birds point the way to the solutions that are needed. For example, effectively protecting, safeguarding, and managing the most important sites for nature, the key biodiversity areas. And a great example from just last year was the designation of the North Atlantic Current and Evlenov Sea Basin Marine Protected Area. It's a rather complicated name, but this is a area of the ocean the size of France that's important for 5 million seabirds of over 20 species, and last year was designated as a huge marine protected area to conserve those birds and other biodiversity.
And seabirds are doing better.
Yes, the primary threat to seabirds is through their interactions with fisheries, and many seabirds are threatened by bycatch, where they are inadvertently caught on the baited hooks or get tangled in the nets. But there are a number of techniques that have been developed to help reduce that seabird bycatch, and that's having positive impacts on those species.
And so what beyond that gives you hope here? I mean, the report presents a pretty bleak picture.
It does, but it also shows that despite the desperate state and the relentless pressures on birds, they provide us with reasons for hope, showing that species can be saved and nature can recover. For example, we estimated that between 21 and 32 bird species would have gone extinct in recent decades without the conservation actions that they received. The California condor, the black stilt from New Zealand, just two examples of species that wouldn't exist today outside museums were it not for the conservation programs that have been implemented. And so the extinction rate would have been 2 to 3 times higher were it not for conservation efforts.
And I guess it's those success stories that you have to hold on to. Stuart Butchart is chief scientist at BirdLife International and a co-author of the State of the World's Birds Report. You can see the report at hereandnow.org. Stuart, thank you.
Thank you very much.